So now today we will start from the Vajrayana practices. As we talked some basic points before, now we will get from the little bit more deeper in the Vajrayana generally the points. Yeah. So that's a Vajrayana point is something like that. So what we can have to do is that the generally Vajrayana point is the one thing that how we can apply. Yeah, how you can apply. So Vajrayana points. Yeah. So Vajrayana points, so maybe two things that we have to know on the Vajrayana points. So two things that the Vajrayana points, what we have to know is that generally in the Vajrayana, when you look at the Vajrayana points, so Vajrayana, they have the few different, as I discussed, they are the four different labels in the Vajrayana. So then also the one thing is understanding the Vajrayana is important. The second thing is that how you apply that into your practice, the Vajrayana. So generally, when you apply the Vajrayana practice, so that's why the Vajrayana first may be important is that here we have to understand in the philosophy of the Vajrayana. The what will be the philosophy of the Vajrayana? Yeah, philosophy of the Vajrayana, there's the two points of the philosophy of the Vajrayana. So then the Vajrayana, the main point is that the Vajrayana is the main point is that it talks about, as I told before, that it talks about how we can use the body energy and the chakras and the channels. It's the main important points. And also that is not that simple to introducing because it's not like that simple. So it may take the times and how we'll do that. Yeah, it may take that. So that's also, I feel like slowly I will make the teach and maybe you can make the groups, you can practice together with the groups. Yeah, that will also very good, the energy, these meditations. Yeah. Okay, so now that Vajrayana mainly, okay, this is the one point. Now the second point is the Vajrayana, when you look at the Vajrayana, so now we will go a little bit deeper on the Vajrayana points. So Vajrayana, they are the very different Vajrayana. When it comes to the Vajrayana, first the Vajrayana from the highest Yoga Tantra, they will bring in the two different categories. Yeah, two different categories is something that's usually, it comes into the two different categories, means it comes into, you call the Father Tantra and the Mother Tantra. So one time, the American student, he was telling me that the easiest way to realize the emptiness is just keep the mind blank. Is it that right? So, easiest way. So I think that if I talk too much, he will not going to listen, and he went, well, just mad on some stranger, just ask me some stranger, even I cannot explain the whole procedure. So my answer is very simple, I say yes. Yeah, very stranger, just ask me the one question, the very strangers, just ask me a question on some place. Yeah, I don't know him, so I told yes, that's the simplest way. Yeah, so one thing is that some students told me later on that Rinpoche, you really, that's maybe he might got in the very, 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 he might get into the not very right way. Because just he will do that, just closing the eye and just stay there, he might not go right. Yeah. Yeah, so what happened is some student told me right now he might be not on the very right way, he will do only that and he might not get the very right understanding of the emptiness. So what happened is that one important thing is that here we can understand the one thing that sometimes in the like of Vajrayana, sometimes that if I don't make it very, very right explanations, but you might get a lot of the misunderstanding. Because the Dhamma is something like that. Once you don't get it, a very proper explanation, really, then you will get a lot of the misunderstanding. So that's why explain the Dhamma, it took the Buddha more than the 50 years. So we have to know that. Yeah, so that's why, okay, the Vajrayana, now you can have the highest Yoga Tantra, two categories comes, Father Tantra and the Mother Tantra. Mainly, because these two are the main difference with not with the real the Father and the Mother Tantra. It talks mainly, because the Father Tantra means, it talks more about the Gyulu, or what Gyulu comes in. Father Tantra mainly, Vaserva, Tikinyikan, Tantra, Tikinyikan, Yungu Yaruma. Yeah, that is the father tantra and the mother tantra, okay? So there's a two tantras. Now the father tantra and the mother tantra, usually it comes to two the categories, okay? In that also comes the highest yoga tantra, okay? Yeah. So generally in the monastic system, when you study the tantra, at least we have to study maybe 18 to 20 years, finish the Gishu degree, then we'll study the tantra. Yeah, so now you can understand mainly for the Vajrayana, is the most important thing is to understand the bodhicitta and the emptiness very properly. Then only you can go to the Vajrayana practice. Yeah. So that's why the bodhicitta is a little bit more simpler to understand. Emptiness is a really, really, if you don't look at very rightly, you can fall in the misunderstanding very easily. Also, the misunderstanding can come in the emptiness. Even in the monastery, leaving the monks are studying maybe years and years of the emptiness. Still, they can fall in the misunderstanding of the emptiness. So just studying for the 1 or 2 years, they have done a lot of the cases of the can happen to a misunderstanding of the emptiness. Okay, now the important thing is that on the Vajrayana, the understanding of the emptiness and the bodhicitta is the main point to enter the Vajrayana. Okay, now even in the both of the highest yoga tantra, they emphasize on the 2 points. First point, they kirim the zorim yi, or tati nyi yi. The kirim la ke chishu the karsa ranhala ke. Ranhala ke wa samdo ma se wa hati ranshin ji bebe tongba nyi gom kore. Nyim do dro kore ta. Naga naan siddhu sama ranga naa di shegu yore, thame gu naa jorwa di kaagu yore, thame gu naa di yoyu padu kowaare, shegu la thame gu naa di kaagu re, thame gu naa di meba chaagu re, thame gu shenpa nyi di meba chaagu re. Tata nga zo gu naa chama thame gu naa di kaa maa thuna kowaare yoyu gore ta. Thame gu naa siddhu sama, ta nga ga naa liya siddhu sama la ngan chala naa jorwa, naa da chorwa di yuwan ro gu yore, ngan chala pina maa taakwa, maa jikwa, duga chama thuna di gu yorwa. Did Tonga Zambala and it had the Kwarita Majigotongura. We will see the lot of the things, the unpure, not the right things, lot of the negative things what we are seeing because of the samsaric imprints. So that's why from the Vajrayana point, what is it, we have to erase all these kind of the perceptions. Rajiri simple Raj the Jamaican is gone by in the Randa Chip Simjan to the Jamaican is gone. But now I did Jurgo Yuri. Chesanti into somebody, Kirin Jacobs of Karji Guru at the time of the sub generation. Rajirim Gomen to Zambala, Ram High is from Gurwa, Hadi and Rajiji Mab Tombani is from Gur, Rochi Vitale with the Hadi. Hi, Hadi and Rajiji Mab Tombani is in Jurwa. Yeah. Yeah, just maybe I remember, have you got the list, no? Vanan and the Jade, you have the list of person. Okay, keep on the collecting the list of the people who can meditate more than the 3 minutes. Okay, that we consider as a third stage. Okay, who have reached the. Okay. Okay, so that thing. Okay. So, okay, just let me know later. Okay. Okay, so I just remember suddenly and I just thought to tell. Sometimes I forget so many things. Yeah, but very funny things. Yeah, well, I met this time in the Thailand and the Bangkok, I met the one student. So I just told him, what's your name? So he told me that Adam, his name is Adam. Adam, I was find it strange. Yeah, how come your name is Adam? He told me that I gave him the name. I really completely forget that I gave him name as Adam. Yeah, so I just remember that I have to tell that not to get the list, so just that's why I talk, otherwise I'll forget again. So we are talking about that, no? So yeah, so that's why the self-generation, no? It's called the self-generation. When the self-generation is something like that, self-generation meditation is something like that, when you are visualizing the yourself as a deity, that's called the self-generation, okay? Okay, self-generation practice. So that's why the Vajrayana comes with the Vajrayana 2 points. Okay, so the main practice are 2 points. Yeah, one comes the self-generation. The Vajrayana, the Zorim. Today, maybe I will cover on the mainly on the Vajrayana coming into the shape. You know what? The Vajrayana, the Zorim. So, Kirin Gimen, the main purpose of the Vajrayana, main purpose of that Vajrayana is the self-generating stage. It's a mainly purpose of the the two main purpose. One is the transforming the pure, transforming the present, the two main purpose of there, okay? The first purpose is the transforming from the samsara to the enlightenment. And the one other thing is that this is what the main person, main practice, when you really have to born in the pure land, how you can born, yeah. So that's why the transforming is the tadirava kirim because it's all chair the tirava ta ran halia gum yadro na halia gum ran halia gum the number na yadro ha che ngo ran shi me ba tikum gum ba ngo de ran shi me ba tong ba lo chi ge tang bu gum thu gum ba gum gi gum gi chan lo chi ge gum yad cha yung gum ba. So these are the some points that the only you can understand through your experience. Sometimes you cannot be understood by the words. Only when you practice and meditate through your experience, then you can understand it. Because also the meditating, the experience can be also risky and very tricky. Sometimes the your experience can be a very false experience. You can come. I think it will be the 15 years back. I think it might be the 15 years back or something like that. So at that time, not a 15 years, maybe 18 years back, I think so, 18 to 20 years back, something like that. It is quite long back, 18 years back. Sometimes one hand, I have a very strong experience meditating or something like that. Then that time I consult with my master. So my master told me to stop that meditation and focus now on the doing the more like, the mandala offering. The master told me that I needs more of the purification or the accumulating the marks. Because that time I told that I really that and then gained the experience, but my master was not that right one. So that's why sometimes it's very tricky, some of these experiences. But yeah. So then my ashram is stop that meditation for temporarily and go more on the focus on the accumulated merits. Maybe 18 to 20 years back, I think something like that. Yeah. So that means so that can be quite tricky because even I was joining the monastery system age of the five. Studied the Buddhism at the age of 11, very long back, studied and joined the Buddhism, still I practice and meditate, still so many years, 10 to 15 years, still I can fall in the very wrong experience and the way of the meditating. Yeah. That's a very tricky, sometimes very tricky and very risky also. Yeah. So that's why the Kirim Brava. Now the Kirim, even when you are practicing, and you are meditating and you are meditating and okay, now turn off the recordings, okay? Turn off the recording. Now it talks about how we can transform the our death into the Dhirava, Chujukul Yuriya. Longu Dhirava, Kiwat Pakarsa, Chivachuku, Pardo, Longul Yuriya, and then Kiwatukul Yuriya Dhirava. Okay, that's a very important point also, important point also. So that's why the important points is something like that. So this is, so now the thing is that here we have to know that how we can transform our death into the Chivachukul Khandas Chukul Sejo. So that's why it talks about the death procedure. The death procedure, it talks of the death procedure, how the Vajrayana looks at the death procedure. I'm caring because of that Chivadi Shigyarta. Chirim jiko so chiva dishi, ani chiva thi kabso, nazo khande se ni chiva di chukule ya yurkure se chorva, ta tirva. So it's sometimes really, really very difficult to say that the when the death will come. Because this, all the times, because I'm getting the people, so the dead people nameless, some people are diagnosed with the severe cases of the disease, and all the time I'm getting the mails and the message and the So sometimes I feel like it's a really, really, how do we know that now the when the death is approaching, There are the thousands of the reasons to make us die, thousands of the causes to die. Disease, accident, even the disease, sometimes I think people will explain the very different disease and which I've never heard about at all. Really, sometimes it's very strange, life. Yeah. So that's why it talks about the death. Now the word death, that okay, we can add, even we cannot do the very good Dharma at the practice the Dharma very properly, but still at least at the time of the death, how we can transform the death into the Dharmakaya. That's a very important. You may be the whole life, you might be the busy.
Yes.
So there's like one, I read the one article of the Steve Jobs. That's a really nice, that he talks about that when he was now the at the last stage, now he is knowing that now he's going to die in the 5 to 6 months. Then he said the one thing that now, happy of the success, happiness of the feeling the success and the fear to failure is of no value him at all. Now both doesn't bother him at all. Both doesn't affect him at all. Happiness of the being the successful and the fear to the fail. Both have no any value for him. Both have no any value for him at all. He could not, it, both of it not affecting him at all. So now if you have only 1 month to live, person who are really, you've been the very busy in your whole life, like only now 1 month to live you, what practice you should do it now? Just chant the Buddha's mantra and pray for the Buddha's, that's all, or something that you can do. So Vajrayana says that something you can do, you can transform the, your death into the Dharmakaya. That's why they talks about the Kirinma behavior. So one very funny thing is quite years back, maybe 1 or 2 years back, in the, we have the one prayer called the prayer for the praying for the 35 Buddhas confession prayer. So my mother reads that confession prayer all the time. Now she got the one misunderstanding of the one Buddha and the Naga, Luangijevu say Jorva. One Buddha's name and the one dragon, no? The Naga's name. She got confused. She thought that the Naga is a Buddha. So she was telling me, wow, that Naga is so, I mean, that we should respect, that is a Buddha. Because she confused the gate with the same names of the Buddha, no? So I was just listening. I could not, I know that I cannot correct her. I was just listening, smiling, and I was just listening. So there's a quite few times she was telling me. Still, I was listening. I know that I could not teach her at that time. So this time, very luckily, I got the one book, with the book, with the 35 Buddhas confession prayer book, with the, all the 35 Buddhas picture. Then I got it and I told her that this time I told her, okay, I show her the picture. This is the Buddha of the Luangijevu. This is the Buddha and the Naga is totally different. Then she can understand with the pictures of the Buddha. But the 2 years that I cannot clarify the whole doubt at all. Yeah, so same thing, that when we are transforming the death into the Dharmakaya, that does not mean that our death is Dharmakaya. Not at all, okay? All people are dying, animals dying. Death is another big issue. So it talks about, it's in the Kirin-Nandisha, how we can transform our death into the Dharmakaya. These are two different things, okay? Don't get confused. Okay? So three things of the Kirin-Nandisha, Chiva Chugu, Pardo Longu, Chiva Chugu, if you have only 1 month to live, what practice you should do? That 1 month is a very crucial time. If you're living only 1 month, that should be the very effective practice in your life. The chiva chukala jurna di kare love the zamata tangutil chiva motion kurva, chiva siddhu karsi gyur si jurva. From very scientific point of view, very, if you look from very scientific point of view, when the heartbeat stops, then they consider it as another death. Remember? From the Buddhism, from Vajrayana point of view, little bit, this is a half death. Still, it's not a fully death. Yeah, from Buddhism point of view, generally from the death procedure, when the person started to die, first they have the, when the heartbeat stops, still further few steps have to go. Yeah, and the chiram pong ha guru an nawa kar lamba, chepa ma lamba, yeto na lamba ha guru yuwe.
Ha guru yuwe.
Now, they will declare the holiday death. That's clinically it might be death, but the Vajrayana point is not a fully death. Still, they are the, still the consciousness function will be there. Because that time, if you touch the body, all the body part, you will feel very cold. But if you come to touch of the center point of the, your body or the your crown area, still you can feel the warmness. Yeah, now a kalamba chebama and yekom nalambarba sumba de la nimbat natum dum chichagu yurban that semun nahuna chicha nahuch now a sharp yurban. Yeto nalamba che and a teacher dichadu yurba. Tinin yeto nalamba che nalamba jela tenekari yungur is lavina. Tinimaji jedugur, you will feel like you are faint. Faint your nature. nyato na lamba che ane de cha nyato na lamba jo ma ji ge ru ro ma chen ba tholo na ji chi ro chen ba tholo ma jo you feel like you fell down ro ba de ge ba che ye ba ne ne ya che ya ma de cha ma ta we se ge se mi yu ta de de shin do cha bi chi wa we se ge se se de ba chi wa we se ge se le de zamba la shi ba na shi re be sa de zamba chi wa we se ge se le de zamba la clinically they might declare you as a fully dead but in the reality still there is a function of the consciousness okay so yeah so these so then the when you that is the one very difficult point for the ordinary peoples whenever that clear light consciousness arises and when the clear light consciousness arises the people we may not recognize that the clear light consciousness at the time of the death okay so now the okay these are the points okay so these are the some points so that's why the now what we have to do is that okay now okay so now that when you at the time of the death when the clear light consciousness arises when you can realize the clear light consciousness then you can realize the clear light consciousness which can see the emptiness at that time so that clear light consciousness can realize the emptiness so that time we call the death state meditation so that's a very common in the monastery so even the in the my monastery in the monastery some monks meditate and that's it more than 20 days 15 days even they are fully dead but still their body will not decay they we call that a death state of the meditation
yeah
clinically they are dead but still there's a function of the, their consciousness function is still there so that's why that their body will not drop down body heats will not drop down so they will comes around the 26 or 30 normal people it comes at the 36 so it comes at the 26 to 30 because some doctors have detected at that time of that meditation state even I think you can find these articles in the Google you can say search that okay so my master he meditated more than 7 days so sometimes that we will not keep that meditation state too long so my master stayed in that state of the meditation for 7 days after the death so then the when we don't when we let us to not to meditate more long then we will recite the guhya samaja the root text yeah. whenever we recite the guhya samaja root text then they will leave the state of the that meditation state when the death state of the meditation when they have come out of the that state of the meditation then the only the blood will come out from the nose then it means the consciousness leaves the body so while we're saying that from the master then the blood came out from the his nose then the body started to decay yeah so it's something like that and my own knowing that the one time there's one of the senior monk who died maybe that's 25 years back just nearby with my room and he also lived at a death state more than 20 days after the 10 or 15 days later then we went to say the prayer in front of him so I can see that his face is a very shiny if you look at the person who died maybe after the maybe 2-4 hours later it will lose the shining of the face so that's why they needs a lot of do the makeups at the dead people face in the monastery when they are having the death state the state of that the body will the face will not lose the shining sometimes quite strange very strange is how we know that the, in the ceremonies there is one monk senior monk he's a little bit of a crazy really crazy means he's not very normal but the time of the death really it shocked the everyone that he meditated more than 3 days of the death state meditation and also here they said that now that then he completely behavior changed and he told that now everyone now he is going to leave and he told that now he will stay no more and the really yeah then meditated the 3 days sometimes the senior monks who really are very famous with his knowledge of the dharma but die without any 3 days meditation just very die like when normal people sometimes it's quite funny So like a death state meditation my master he's when he was 7 days dead then his body becomes a very small shrink no? if you look at the when person's died the body is becoming small is a very abnormal because the muscles and the flesh can be the it will not the blood will be dry but the bone will not remain the smaller no the bone will remain the exactly same size but the, my master KC was become very small sizes become the his marginal my master's the height is like me even the he's I'm maybe he might be a few inches taller than me but at the time after the 7 days of the death state meditation his body become very small these are the yeah so this we call the death state meditation So that statement, as I told you before, sometimes the monastery, some really like a crazy monks, okay, something like that, they really do the great abnormal way of that they will die and they meditate. That state meditation, sometimes a very, very well-known, that the person, monks with a very well-known Dharma will die like a very ordinary people, nothing and special. So that's why I'm going for the monastery. So Tibetan, we have the saying, the real Dharma practitioner or not, look at how they die. My grandpa also had the death state meditation for 3 days. And so he, in the while he was burning, the cremating his body, a lot of the relics came out from his body. Still that we have that the grandpa relics. Some of the in the body remaining parts, sometimes it will come like a salibus om, some like a deity appearance will come when they cremated the body from the body. And the different colors of the relics comes. When you born as a normal people, cremated the normal people, they will be the only ashes. The relics won't come. So when you have some practitioner, the relic will come. A relic means some sorts of like a bones with the like a round shape. The bones will be just come out from the fire. They will jump out of the fire. If you look very carefully, sometimes they will carry the salibus like a om or the deity images. My master having the om salibus in the one of the, his bone when he was cremating his body. Yeah. So this is something. Yeah. Some cases and that they are also saying that the wonder practitioner, very good practitioner. Sometimes they will even they can transform the, their body into the very glossy body and that they will not remain the any body parts. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, my master, when he was maybe before he died, maybe 3 years back, so one time he told that all the students that now he will not live anymore. Now, and then he suggested that his assistant, the Lama, and how he have the body should be cremated, and he asked to arrange everything, his cremation. So then the, his student was quite surprised and shocked and called me and now how to do. Then we told him that now we will offer the one more mandala to him to remain a little bit long. So then he postponed that to his death. So then he said, okay, now I'll leave later sometime. Before that, he told that now he will, because he told that now he had a special, I mean, the front of the Yamantaka, because Yamantaka Buddha is his main deity, and he told that he had the very great the Yamantaka Buddha, and he had now the special vision that now he have to, I mean, the leave this body. So he told as his student that his assistant that now we how to cremate his body, how to do everything he told and asked him to now the prepare for his cremation. Yeah, then he postponed that when we do the offering of the mandala, then he postponed and he said, okay, he will leave it a bit. Yeah, why? So, yeah, then his assistant student get a little bit, I mean, the shock and he called me that time. So then I went to the master's place and the next day or something like that night, quite late night, seems, because the, I think he told me, the master told him the 2 or 3 days, few times he told him that to do it. So then at the night, I think that he could not hold that. So he called me the next day. I went to see the master, and the master was standing at the front of the Yamantaka, you know, the paintings. Then he told me that when I was entering, he told me that I was practicing the Yamantaka since I was kid. That time, I think his age will be around 86 or 87, like that. He lived up till the 92 age, 87 or something like that, that time. So he told, since I was kid, I was practicing the Yamantaka. So he told them, I have very carefully had the visions and the Yamantaka that now he will be not remain the law. Now it is time to he have to leave. So then I just had the plan and asked all the senior students and gathered and then we got the mandala offering the master and told them now postpone that. My master told that they're okay. But then later then he didn't told his student down now to prepare for his cremation. Yeah. Yeah, then after the death, then he had the death state of meditation 7 days. So death state of meditation, still he can carry on the longer, still he can carry on. Then what happened is the front of the him, they just throw the, I mean, they ask him that now what to do. Still we have to leave you as a state of the meditation or we have to awake you from the death state of the meditation. So then indication came that they awake him from the death. Then they recite the Guhya Samaja root text. Then after the reciting, then the blood came out from the nose. That means now the consciousness will leave the body. Then he fell down to his head. Otherwise, death state meditation, no? So then he had fell down after the blood's coming out. So that's why Dalai Lama always says the scientists to do the research on death state meditation. So some scientists also came. I mean, they're doing the many monks when they do it. That's now the scientists are coming to do the research, how they feel, how they do it. And they check the body temperatures and lots of they're doing that. So this dead state meditation comes mainly the practitioner who have very strong the kirimgu gomi apu chu yuduza wani kali dead state meditation jita le tu yurma. So my father, my grandfather, he's having the family person. He have the family and he have a lot of sons and a family. But at this time of the death, he also had the dead state meditation. And even the relics are there, he's here. There's a joke, okay, but funny joke. Sometimes the people ask that when there's someone dying, and the monks and died with the death state meditation is dying and asked to pray. Sometimes I will feel that, oh, why I should pray him or he should pray. Yeah, some of the people dying when we will easily can be detected from the face and the see that with the consciousness still remain on the left. Yeah, okay. So, okay, today we'll stop here, okay? Today we'll stop here and then I will say the small prayers, okay? So maybe remaining that I will cover it the next time. So today I will say the some prayer. I heard that some of the diseases that right now you're having, a lot of people get some disease and they are affecting. So I will pray for all these people who are suffering from the disease wherever in the world, okay? And also sick peoples and the dead peoples, okay? I'll pray for them, okay? So especially the dengue fever, I think it is now the prevailing. So this the whole ever having the affected. So we'll pray for them. Also, we will pray for that maybe these of my take of the disease may exist. Okay. Yeah. Also, and then the dead people. Okay, who were died and they may born in the pure land. Okay. A person who die with the death state meditation 3 to 7 days or the 10 days like that, when they die with the death state meditation, then really we have to think whether we should pray them or they. Okay, yeah. So death state meditation people, when they are at the state of death state meditation 7 days or 10 days, they will never decay their body. Blood won't come out like a very normal person shining the face. And then when they leave the meditation and when the consciousness lives, then the blood comes and then they started body started decay and the smell will come. Yeah. Okay. Then the one other thing is that today we'll say the prayer of the Samanta Patra Buddha's prayer. Okay. So I thought to choose the Samanta Patra Buddha's prayer for all the well-beings of the people in the Vietnam and not to have that the dengue fever or any disease, Momo, in the future and also all over the world. Okay.
The 상주 몰람 레베림지.
상주 삼보 콘도 삼보.
나 삼지.
삼엔. Okay. 상주 몰람. Okay. I will say the prayer, and you also pray from the heart. Okay. I will say the prayer. Okay. Hello.
Yes, 신부님.
Okay. Can you see me? Okay. Okay. So we'll pray for. Okay.
이제 일단 말할 거면.
Okay, I lost the connection. So we'll pray, okay, for everyone, okay, who are having the suffering from the Vietnam, who are suffering from dengue fever, okay, and who are going to get the dengue fever may not get, okay, and maybe that disease may no more exist, okay. Okay, so you all pray, okay. So I will pray for kundu samburava, kundu samburam dungirava. Okay, now you all dedicate the prayer to all the people who are having sick people, okay? Okay, sick people, and okay, or they may overcome the disease, okay? Okay, okay, thank you very much, okay? Okay, thank you very much. Maybe in the next session, maybe I will leave for the question answer session. If you have any question, you can write now. So there will be a lot of the questions, so I will pick up some common questions, okay? Okay, maybe after some sessions, maybe I'll leave for the question session next session. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.